Hey everybody, this is Stelly.
And this is Heaton Shaw. On today on the Startups Chat, what are we going to talk about, Stelly? I think it might be one of your favorite topics.
It's one of my favorite topics. We're going to talk about video.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And how to use video to market your company and to acquire customers, right? Using video in your content and in the way that you're trying to market and sell your product today. So first of all, let's just say it. It sounds so cliche, but I actually believe this in this case. Video is a fucking huge deal today when it comes to marketing and sales. And it's always been big, but it's getting bigger and bigger. And there's some unique things that make video really powerful. And we're not going to waste any time talking about big trends and covering some of the super basic stuff. I want to get into the nitty gritty of, like, if you have a startup today and you want to use video, how do you do that? What are some good examples? How do you utilize that? And how do you overcome some of the challenges that people have with video? So maybe what we'll do is touch on some of the challenges, why some startups are not using it or not using it enough, and then shift to talk about, like, ways to use video to really crush it.
Awesome. One thing I want to say about video is that it really hits on literally as for all of us humans, the first thing that we saw when we were born, which is someone else's face.
Ooh.
Someone's looking at you when you're born. It's your, you know, the doctor, right? The nurse, whoever helped you kind of come out of the womb. And then right away, as soon as possible, your father, your mother, whomever, right? You see faces all your life. And video, I mean, again, we can talk about trends. We're not going to talk about trends, but, like, let's just talk about humans. Video is such a human to human thing. So I want to be specific and say the kind of video that's most impactful is when you see someone's face and they're talking to you.
Yes.
So to you, not at you, which is something, a nuance we can get into, but to you, as if you are in the room with them and they are speaking to you personally. So this is one of the kind of ways I think about it, which is if you're doing video, put your face on it as much as you can. I mean, this is why selfies are such a big deal when it comes to photo. This is why, you know, there's video everywhere around us now. This is why on Instagram stories, we're not going to talk about Snapchat, but on Instagram stories, there's, like, video, and the majority of the video in their stories product is faces. People speaking, talking as if you are there in front of them and they are in front of you and they are talking to you personally. I cannot stress how important that is, to the point where, like, my co-founder Neil, one of my co-founders, Neil, he has his face on Facebook everywhere. It is on so many different videos all about marketing. They're quick videos and literally it's his face and he's just speaking at you about marketing and telling you what's up. And so he is arguably, probably not arguably, the most recognizable face in marketing because he got on video, he put his face everywhere. Even before he got on video, his face was all over his blogs. In fact, we learned that putting his face on the blogs was a good thing. They really associated with him and his brand, now that it's a brand, Neil Patel. And the videos have been helping a lot. And he's one to not do something repeatedly unless it's working for him. So I can't stress the importance of faces in video. And I have one example, which is my co-founder, Neil, and the fact that his face is everywhere and on video and he's giving you tips. And my big idea for anybody here that's not that big of an idea is just start telling people, speaking to them, not at them, about whatever problem you're trying to solve and how you can help them and put it on video. And the pitfall I see most people do is they try to make it high production value and all kinds of stuff. But even if you just use your camera and you start, put it on YouTube, share it with a bunch of people, you'll start getting feedback and things like that. And you'll start understanding whether it's working or not. People think of it as, like, this whole high production thing when, like, really get your, it's about the content. It's about seeing your face, just having the proper lighting. And that's it.
That is it. Yeah. I mean, I want to highlight the human to human thing, because for a minute there was a big trend going on the web with these explainer videos, the animated video that explains what your service or product does, right? And so it, that was really cool when the first few companies did that and really novel. And people were like, wow, this is such a cool concept. Can't believe nobody thought about that. And then there was a million companies selling explainer videos to you. And so explainer videos exploded. And I think that very quickly got a little saturated. So today, I think some of the best brands that I know, they don't use animated explainer videos anymore. And I was never that hot on it, not to hate on it. Like when we talk about video, we're talking about, you know, streaming or recording you or people in your company talking with your customers or potential customers or the market, right? And the humanizing part of it is such a powerful proposition. You're making yourself stand out because you put actual humans, you know, in contact with your customers. You put a face on the brand that you're trying to build. And so people can make a connection with that. And it's much harder to fake shit with video than it is with other channels. I'll give you an example, right? I could, you know, a company could easily say, we want to start a blog. Nobody here likes to write. We don't have any unique ideas. We don't know anything of note to say or any stories that we want to share. But let's do this. Let's start a blog anyways. And let's just hire some freelance writers, tell them, here's the five topics we want you to write. These freelance writers will do a bunch of Google searches and write some very generic stuff about this. And we'll publish it on our blog. And now, voila, we have a thing that's called a blog, and there's blog posts on there. And it's very hard for somebody that just visited our site to know who wrote this, if this is ghostwritten or not, right? You can have ghostwriters. Lots of CEOs and founders have ghostwriters that write the articles for them.
Yep.
And so it's hard to tell who stands behind all this writing. It's easy to fake. Video is incredibly hard to fake. Right, it's very, very hard to fake anything in a video. In a blog post, I can write, we're very excited about this announcement. You don't know how excited I really am. In a video, you can watch me say, I'm so excited, and you can call bullshit in a second. You can just watch me go, don't buy it, bullshit, don't believe it, right? We actually just had this this discussion internally. A very big company, not big company, but a very prominent startup just launched a very big feature, and they made a video about it, and it was shared in our company chat. And instantly, a bunch of people in our company said, well, I just watched 10 seconds, and I could tell this founder is insincere, or I didn't connect, I didn't like the energy of the founder. It's hard to fake that, right? So it's hard to outsource. You can't just say, hey, freelancer, create a video and say you're the founder of this company announcing a new feature. That's hard to do. And you cannot fake sincerity, you can't fake charisma, you can't fake enthusiasm. Like you are, you know, video is going to share a raw light on the humanity that represents your company. Now that can be hard, that's hard to fake. And I would say that is the biggest advantage of video, because if you are authentic in your company, if you have real stories to tell, a real enthusiasm, then you're going to stand out from the competition. Your competitors are not going to be able to quickly copy whatever video you created to compete, quote unquote, with you, where there might be very easily for them to compete with some large article that you have that ranks highly in Google. They could just say, let's copy this and make it even better and outsource that work. But if you have a really powerful video where you share a tactic or strategy, or you announce something in a very charismatic way or powerful, intimate human way, it's going to be much harder for your competitor to say, let's just create a better video, right? So I think the challenge of faking it in video is its biggest advantage. It's one of the most powerful things competitively of video if you truly embrace it and make it your own.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's like, it's so, even the voice, even a voice you can detect so much in a voice, whether it's genuine or not, authentic, if someone's super excited or not. So even though I ranted on faces, like voice and video are such a big deal too. Mm. And you talking through your interface, even if you're not, your face isn't there, is such a powerful thing. I do want to give a quick shout out on this, because I'm sure people are wondering, okay, great. You're saying it's easy. You're saying I should do it. If you are struggling with figuring this out, go download Loom. I think it's useloom.com, and it's a browser extension, and they invented this concept of quick video, mm-hmm. where you can record a video really quickly and then use it for many different purposes. So today I would say you have no excuse. And the coolest thing about Loom is you get your face in the corner and you can show your screen. So it's a really powerful way to record things when it comes to, like, you want to demonstrate what's going on with your product, and put it on your website and embed it in and let people see it. It's used for customer support, as well as you can use it on a homepage and things like that. You can use it in your marketing. So I would highly recommend just finding a simple way. And Loom is one of the simplest ways to do that. And in addition to that, like, I think it's super powerful today, partly because what I'm noticing, and this is just a data point really quickly, is that when I go show people a homepage or user test a homepage or do research on a homepage, people are immediately wanting to see it animate. They want to see the screenshots and then move around. And usually that's video. So imagine, like, that's video plus voice. And people really want to see that. They want to basically see what this product's going to do for them before they sign up for it. And I would say that that's always been the case. But the sentiment I'm hearing these days is, if they like the copy, that's great. But they really want to see what it can do for them and how it works right on a homepage before they sign up for something.
Beautiful. All right. So I'm going to give one more shout out, and then I'm going to give a tip, and you can close the show with your tip for this episode.
Great.
Today. So one more shout out to our friends at firstcut.io. So these guys, so Hedin gave you a powerful tool. If you want to do quick video in a really, really kind of beautiful way, you see the screen, you can show people how to use the product, and you're kind of nice. They see your face as well, and you as well, kind of in the corner. If you want to do something, you know, more high level production, you know, either doing customer testimonials or any kind of other thing that's kind of higher higher quality of production without having to buy cameras and hire, you know, sound equipment guys full time and all that stuff, you go to firstcut.io. It's a startup from a friend of ours. They actually recorded us with a bunch of episodes online and on YouTube, where we did a live the Startup Chat episode recording, video recording that FirstCut did. And these guys are basically trying to democratize high quality video production. So they'll bring the videographer and the audio guys and all that for a fraction of the cost and take all that pain away from your hands. So big shout out to our friends at firstcut.io. And with that being said, let me give you a simple tip when it comes to video. I get, I've recorded myself, I don't know, we're getting close to like 1,000 videos on our YouTube channel, right? So I've recorded a shit ton of video. Probably out of those 900 and something, probably like 700, 800 of those videos are just me talking, my face speaking to you for like 10 minutes, telling you some strategy or story. And I get emails every week asking me, Stelly, can you tell me your video audio setup? The quality seems so amazing. My video audio setup is so fucking basic. It's a Logitech webcam. You know, it's the Logitech HD 1080p webcam. It's like a $200 webcam. It's an expensive webcam, but it's like cheap and small. I can take it anywhere with me. And it's just fucking my Apple laptop. The biggest thing in video to make you look good when you don't want to have to do with high production cost is good lighting. And my simple hack when it comes to good lighting is to find a setup where you're in front of a big window. So you have lots of natural light hitting your face. You put the laptop up and you record it there. And people will be like amazed by the quality of your video. If you have somewhat of a good webcam, your Apple headphones are good enough in terms of audio, and then you are in front of a big window with lots of light, you're going to look great, and people are going to be impressed by your video quality, although you spend zero amount of money and time really setting something complicated up. So there's my secret of how I do videos today.
I'm going to double down on that one and say, don't be stupid. Record like 10 seconds of the video and see if you like it. Not what you're saying or anything, focus on just, does it look good? Do I look good in this video? And what I mean is, would I watch myself? And I know it sucks to watch yourself, but would you watch yourself? Is the lighting right? And keep adjusting until you get it right. It's not that hard. And I think Stelly's tip is killer. Make sure your face is getting light. That's the whole key to lighting. That's it. And the sun is some of the best light. Find a window, sit down, make sure the sun's shining on you, record for 3 to 5, 10 seconds and play it back and see if it looks good. If it looks good, keep going. If it doesn't look good, try again.
Boom. That's it from us. Video. It's huge, people. Use it. All right.
You're, Your face is bigger. See ya.
See ya. Thank you.